You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Faith is the concomitant of knowledge. Faith is that which accompanies knowledge. It does not take any effort on the part of the will or the intellect of man to get faith. As soon as the light's there, faith is there. The psalmist of old said, "The entrance of thy words giveth light." Well, stay on the Word. Keep meditating on it till the light shines in. When the light comes in, faith is automatically there.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
You are not a mental being. You are a spirit being. You have a soul, and you live in a body. And because you're a spirit being, you can live apart from the body. Paul said, "I'm in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ," which is far better. Praise God. And so, he spoke to my spirit. Right down here on the inside of me. I heard these words. With these ears? No. That inward man, that spirit man, I heard these words in here. You do believe, all right, as far as you know. Well, I got another great revelation about faith then. You cannot believe beyond actual knowledge. You cannot believe beyond actual knowledge. Now, that's where so many are failing. They're trying to believe beyond actual knowledge. You see, theologians have taught for years that faith comes first and that knowledge follows. The Bible teaches the reverse. The Bible teaches that knowledge comes first and faith follows. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Or we could put it this way, faith comes by gaining a knowledge of God's Word. Why do some people seem to have more faith than others? Because God loved them and gave them more faith? No. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. They have more knowledge of God's Word. So therefore, they have more faith. Faith is the concomitant of knowledge. Faith is that which accompanies knowledge. It does not take any effort on the part of the will or the intellect of man to get faith. As soon as the light's there, faith is there. The psalmist of old said, "The entrance of thy words giveth light." Well, stay on the Word. Keep meditating on it till the light shines in. When the light comes in, faith is automatically there. You do believe, all right, as far as you know. That meant I didn't know enough and I didn't believe enough. Now, I didn't say you don't believe. You do believe, all right, as far as you know. That means I don't know enough, and that means I don't believe enough. And that means I can't believe enough until I know enough. And that means then I'm going to have to know something else before I can believe enough. And so he proceeds, "For the Holy Ghost is our teacher. Thank God for the Word, but the Holy Ghost will illumine the Word unto our spirits." And so he said, "You do believe, all right, as far as you know." And then he went on to help me to know more. "But you see," he said, "that last clause goes with that verse of Scripture. And ye shall have them." Now, you see, I'd focus my attention entirely on the desire, the prayer, and the believe, not on the have it. "And ye shall have them." Now, when he said that, when the Holy Spirit said that to my spirit, I got it. I said immediately, right out loud, "I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it." I didn't mean I saw it with these physical eyes. I mean, I don't mean I even saw it mentally. I mean, I got it in here. I see it with my spiritual eyes. I see it. I see where I have missed it. I've been trying to have it first, then I'm going to believe it. I check all my symptoms and they're gone. My heart rhythm's right. Paralysis is gone. I'm up walking around. I won't start believing I'm healed then. He said it's the other way around. Believe you'll receive it first and then you'll have it. Somebody said that don't make good sense. Who said it did? Well, somebody said, I'm not going to accept something, though, that's not good common sense. You know God don't expect you to accept something that's not good common sense, doesn't he? Let's see whether he does or not. Turn back to the 55th chapter of Isaiah and see whether he does or not. Just see what he said. This don't straighten you out. You can't be straightened out. 55th chapter of Isaiah, the 8th verse. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Well, that means it's not common sense then. Thinking, isn't it? Huh? My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And God's word contains God's thoughts. And that kind of thinking is as high above your thinking as the heavens is above the earth. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But if you can't say amen, say oh me. Because it's all so anyhow. I see it. I've been trying to have it first, and then I'm going to believe that I've received it. But he said, believe you receive them and you'll have them. I said, I see it. I see what I must do. While I'm still lying here in bed, bedfast, haven't moved a peg, still paralyzed, I must begin to believe that I receive healing for the paralysis. While I'm still lying here bedfast, I can tell the rhythm of my heart's not right. It's not beating right. I have no evidence of healing. Yet I must begin to believe that I receive healing for the heart. Two serious organic heart troubles, the way one doctor put it. While I have no physical or sense evidence of healing of the incurable blood disease, while I'm still bedfast, I must begin to believe that I receive healing for the incurable blood disease. And if I will believe that, then he has said he'll see to it that I have it. My part is not to have it. That's where so many people are missing it. They're trying to have their healing. My part is to believe it. His part is to see I have it. If I'll do my part, then he'll do his part. If he doesn't do his part, it's because I haven't done my part. Just go ahead and admit it so. Don't look for excuse or blame him. Well, I don't know why God didn't do that. That'd be just as stupid as you to sit down with somebody to play a game of checkers and it's your move and say, I don't understand why he don't move. I can't figure out why he don't move. It's not his move. It's your move. And he can't move till you move. Well, if we've got that much sense about a game of checkers, why wouldn't we have that much sense about spiritual things? God tells you exactly when he moves. God tells you exactly why he moves. God tells you exactly how he moves. Some people's always a hollering, oh God, some way, somehow. You might as well be a barking at the moon. He tells you exactly the way. He tells you exactly the how. Jesus is the way and the Holy Ghost is the how. So they know he's a hollering move some way, somehow. Amen. Praise God. He moves in line with his word. He's waiting for you to make your move and then he'll make his move. You've been waiting on me for all those months as bedfast. Thank God I made my move. I saw it. I began to say with my mouth then. See, that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. That's the way you turn your faith loose. See, for she said. For she said, I began to say, I believe. Right out loud in the room by myself. Never heard of anybody doing it. Didn't know anybody ever done anything like that. But brother, once I see it in the word, you can't knock it out of me. You couldn't be, I'd die with it. Amen. I believe I receive healing for the deformed heart, for the two serious organic heart troubles. I believe I receive healing for the incurable blood disease. I believe I receive healing for the paralysis. I believe, see, in my heart, in my spirit, down here on the inside, I believe I receive healing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Now, you think you'll get by real easy with the devil? No, 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 no. No, 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 1,000 times no. He's right there too, and he's on the job. God, I'm talking to Christians now, you understand, speaks to your heart. The devil's not in your heart, so he can't speak down in there because he's not in there. That's the Holy Ghost that's in there. He speaks to your head. It's like another voice out here somewhere. He is the God of this world that spoke to my mind. And I could hear the voice, just flat hear the voice, it seemed to me like, and said, now you're a pretty looking thing, claiming to be a Christian. And now you've gone to lying. And I said out loud, see, there are two spiritual forces here that's at battle. God, the Holy Ghost, the devil, and evil spirits. And our minds, our spirits, our bodies become the battleground where they battle. And it's according to which one you side in with from your own spirit, which one of the spirits you side in with, whether the victory is who gets the victory, the devil or God. And I just said right out loud in my room there by myself, I didn't lie. And this voice speaking to my mind, coming against my mind, said, yes, you did. I said, no, I didn't. Yes, you did. I said, where did I lie? What did I lie about? You said you're healed and you're not healed. Look at your body. You're still paralyzed. Feel your heart. It's still not beating right. You're not healed and you said you're healed.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and Craig Hagen. Next is Lynette Hagen's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns.
Also, it's not too late to come to Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester, or you can come in the spring. If you want to find more information about Rhema Bible Training College, you can go to rbtc.org. And if you want to apply, you can go /apply right there. But classes start the day after Labor Day is where registration starts. So, you know, time's running out. But you know what? Maybe God's calling you to come to Rhema Bible Training College, and it's a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Yes, it is. If you want to check it out, rbtc.org. And if you want to check out all the things that we have, listen to teachings, read devotionals, watch our live stream, you can go to rhema.org and you can read our Word of Faith magazine. Just anything Rhema, go to rhema.org and check it all out.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagen will continue his series, Miracles of Healing, Volume 3. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.